From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Jordan says it will not release an Iraqi female terrorist until it receives proof that a Jordanian pilot held by Islamic State militants is still alive. A government spokesman says authorities will consider the exchange once they receive proof.
We want to see a proof of life of the Jordanian pilot, and then we can talk about the exchange between Sajid al-Rishawi and the Jordanian pilot.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has blamed Iran for Wednesday's flare-up of violence along the Lebanese border between Israel and the Iranian-backed militant group Hezbollah. Mr. Netanyahu says Israel will continue to defend itself against all threats. A suicide bomber attacked a funeral in eastern Afghanistan today, killing 16 people and wounding dozens. An official says the attack took place in Meterlam in Laghman province during services for a police commander and three other people killed earlier in the day in a roadside blast. A provincial spokesman said the police department's chief of investigation was among the dead in the second blast. Chadian troops aiding the fight against Boko Haram are reported to have retaken a village in far northeastern Nigeria from the militants. Abu Bakar Mustafa, who lives across the border in Niger, told VOA's French to Africa service the Chadian forces today took control of Malum Fatori village after a series of nighttime airstrikes. In a telephone interview, he said he learned of the town's recapture from Niger troops, who he said are sealing off the border to prevent fleeing militants from escaping. There has been no official confirmation of the report. This is VOA News. Amid a sharp escalation of fighting in eastern Ukraine, European Union foreign ministers agreed today to extend by 6 months existing sanctions imposed on Russian and Russia-backed separatist officials for their role in the conflict. The ministers also agreed during a meeting in Brussels to come up within a week with more names to be added to a list of those already subject to an asset freeze and travel ban. The EU move followed an earlier call today by Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko for urgent talks with the rebels to reach an immediate ceasefire. A Ukrainian military spokesman told reporters today 5 Ukrainian servicemen had been killed and another 29 wounded over the previous 24 hours. European Union Justice and Interior ministers are discussing ways to strengthen information sharing and border control to crack down on terrorism. Lisa Bryant reports.
Proposals by the EU Justice and Interior ministers aim to bolster existing measures on surveillance, information sharing, and border control across the 28-member European Union. Earlier this week, EU finance ministers endorsed anti-money laundering measures and backed other proposals to cut off terrorist financing. The goal, to thwart jihadists from launching more assaults like the one that killed 17 people in Paris earlier this month. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
The White House says President Barack Obama is looking to end the era of manufactured crises and mindless austerity, his words. In a statement today, the White House said the president would call for eliminating automatic spending cuts that he agreed to back in 2011. Mr. Obama's new budget is set for release on Monday. It will call for a 7% spending hike. The World Health Organization said today that efforts to slow the worst-ever break of Ebola have shifted to focus on ending the epidemic. The number of new Ebola cases has fallen to its lowest weekly level since June. The United Nations Children's Fund is appealing for billions of dollars to help children. Lisa Schlein reports.
The biggest chunk of the money, nearly $1 billion, targets the deepening emergencies in Syria and affected areas nearby. An additional $500 million will be used to scale up efforts to tackle the devastating Ebola epidemic in Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. The appeal will provide assistance to 98 million people in 71 countries. Two-thirds of the beneficiaries are children. UNICEF pinpoints the Syrian conflict as the world's worst humanitarian crisis among the many tearing apart the lives of children and their families. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Briefly looking at markets, U.S. stock markets were mixed at the close of trade today. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.